Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Hello and Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Square Ball. Little special Christmas Day edition for you. Hope you're having a lovely day. If you're listening to this on Christmas, maybe just having a little distraction from the drinking, the sleeping, the eating, that kind of thing. I'm Dan. With me is Michael.
Hello.
And Moscow White, Mr. Chapman.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, I hope you're having a good one. We just wanted to say thanks for all the support across the year. And Christmas Day wouldn't be Christmas Day without a very special message for you. It's part of the British tradition, isn't it, really, to have an elder statesperson deliver a Christmas Day message
we'll
to you.
We'll gather round the wireless, either the one with pictures or without, like this one, and hear a positive message about hopefully peace and goodwill and unity.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, and here's the 3 points on Boxing Day.
For many, a trip to West London over the festive period might be an opportunity to see friends or family, maybe taking a show at the famous West End, like Peggy Mitchell and her sons Frank and Paul used to earn in EastEnders and going up west. That's what they used to say. For Leeds United, it meant a trip to Fulham, a club who used to think they were rivals by Chelsea back in the days when there was a car park behind the goal and they wouldn't let me put a fence around it, which was, I know, I waited in West London for a long time last Christmas. It was a great block of flats. It was one of the best ever built at the West London Football Club. But my family weren't, they never came. They weren't, because they said that Dad, we're not interested. Of course, Dudley Moore, that Santa Claus film, and he had a club foot, and everyone thinks that's excellent. But because of what Melvin Levi's done, he's turned everyone against me. And even though Dudley's dead, that's a win for me, of course, but Fulham didn't put a statue of Dudley Moore outside their ground because he only emptied his sex in his kids films, because it's a joke, you see, because of what Michael Jackson did over the Home Alone boy. And there was nothing Joe Pesci could do about it, even though it was Christmas. As we head into 2020, I applaud the way the UK has chosen to go in rejecting the extremist approach of Jeremy Corbyn. Of course, as I said to Ian Smith, during Oldham Tour of Rhodesia, and this is all the fault of Gary Cooper and the sick pots, who'd rather see us spending money like it's Peter Risdale, like it's 1999, like Prince said, and Prince had a rib out so he could suck his own glands, which of course shows you the sort of man he was. So that's Prince the pop star, not Prince Andrew, who I admire greatly, of course. Back when I was a boy, we could still celebrate Christmas properly. It wasn't all political correctness gone mad. We'd get a dog and we'd kick it to death. In those days, the dog was just for Christmas, you see. And then that's what we'd do. And my dad would take it outside and just sling it through the open window of an ice cream van. You know, the neighbours would cheer. And we'd all gather around the wall and sing Dizzy Rascal songs. And of course, if you tell the loony left that, they'd all have a heart attack. But Gret Thumsberg wouldn't have a clue what it all meant. Yet to them, underneath the burning sun, It's lovely, isn't it? A bit of sun, a bit of warm weather. And she's now got no respect for the effort that's gone into the sun. And Bob Geldof wanted African kids to have a nice Christmas, and probably still does. But if he wants it so much, he should pay for it. A bottle of water is quite reasonably priced these days. And shake rubber dove, could cup a handful and just give it straight to them. I think some warmth at Christmas is a lovely thing. A nice cuddle from a grandchild or a Filipino sex worker can sometimes be the difference between a rock and roll Christmas and being lonely this Christmas without you to hold. Speaking of which, I wonder what Ben Fry's doing at this time of year. Probably one of the pantomimes. I'd also like to spare a thought for those less fortunate and not celebrating Christmas, of course, and not just the Jews, notorious for killing our Lord Jesus Christ on a cross, but also the Arabs, famous for killing lots of people because they got cross about Americans or something. But though there aren't any Arabs in Vietnam, so I'm not sure how that works. Probably something to do with the Russians, probably, I suspect. Anyway, I should probably be off. I can hear Susanna screaming from the next room, so I can only assume that the Maltese boy has attacked her with his Toblerone, one of the ones with the peaks knocked off them because they're making it cheaper. And you can still get the proper ones in duty-free, of course. And as I've always said, if you want airport-quality Toblerone, you have to pay airport prices. Happy Shrovers to everybody, and have a merry, merry Easter. Back when I was a boy, we could still celebrate. Back when I was a boy, we could still celebrate Christmas properly. It wasn't all political correctness gone mad. We'd get a dog and we'd kick it to death. See, in those days, a dog. In those days, the dog was just for Christmas, you see. And then that's what we do. And my dad would take it outside and sling it through the... and sling it through the open window of an ice cream van. And all the neighbours would cheer. And we'd all gather around the warm wall and sing Dizzy Rascal songs.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.